This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, nitrogen is essential to growing a healthy crop, but it can come with environmental and regulatory challenges. As sustainability becomes a bigger priority for consumers and policymakers, farmers seek solutions that maintain productivity while reducing runoff and greenhouse gas emissions. That's where emerging alternatives like microbial nitrogen products come in, offering a way to meet both agronomic and environmental goals. We'll talk with the folks at Pivot Bio coming up next.
The Iowa Soybean Association's Research Center for Farming Innovation is driven to deliver unbiased research and results to all our members. Our nationally recognized team of researchers' only incentive is to improve Iowa's soybean farmers' productivity, profitability, and sustainability. From farmer-led trials to the latest research results, our team can find the right unbiased opportunity to meet your farm's unique needs, all thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Learn more about ISA's Research Center for Farming Innovation at iasoybeans.com.
Amanda DeYoung is the head of government affairs and policy engagement at Pivot Bio, and she emphasizes the importance of sustainable nitrogen solutions in modern agriculture. Drawing on her experience as a farmer in Iowa, DeYoung talks about what Pivot Bio is doing to help support farmers with its products.
We are really laser focused on, obviously, a 2025 that's really up in the air, right? Okay. There's a lot of things that we don't know about the future of this crop year, obviously the weather being one. But as we think about how Pivot Bio can help support growers during this time, we're absolutely focused on ensuring that growers have ability to have a stable supply of nitrogen throughout the growing season, have a great performance year, and ensure that irrespective of weather conditions, that we're going to have a good crop year.
DeYoung says that forms of nitrogen have changed over the years, and we need to find new ways to get it to our plants.
Really, for Pivot Bio, it's all about bringing a third mode of action to growers as we think about nitrogen. Okay. That's not something we've had in the past. We've always had conventional fertilizers, at least in my lifetime. We've had manure, and now we have a new tool that allows growers some additional stability. As we're starting to push yields higher and higher, we got to have other forms of nitrogen. It all can't come from one source. So we've got to be thinking about how we continue to innovate, bring new products to the growers that are going to help them perform better. Irrespective of, again, of that weather, those weather impacts, irrespective of the price volatility that we see in other conventional fertilizers, ensuring that growers have ample supply and have good, stable supply throughout the year.
And you know as well as I do in Iowa, there's always been that concern of what is getting into the groundwater, how are we protecting that? What kind of stuff is Pivot Bio doing to help make sure we don't have any issues with the products we're using?
Yeah, we've been really focused on
nitrogen loss into groundwater has been a concern that Iowa has addressed with the nutrient reduction strategy over the years. DeYoung talks about how Pivot Bio is committed to the work being done to protect the environment while still providing farmers with what they need to be successful.
Yeah, we've been really focused on, first and foremost, bringing great performing products to growers. Mm-hmm. But secondarily, if there's a water quality benefit or an environmental benefit that a grower can also capitalize on, I think every grower in Iowa, I can speak for ourselves, but I would say every grower in Iowa is going to say, sign me up. As long as we're delivering a good ROI and a good performing product, that water quality is going to be essential. We've got to do the best we can to leave the land as best we can for our children. I have two young sons who I hope are going to take over the farm for me and my husband, and we obviously want to leave it better than we found it.
DeYoung says that farmers don't have to choose between productivity and sustainability. With the right tools, they can protect both their yields and their land, ensuring a future that works for the next generation of Iowa agriculture. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for the free daily e-newsletter that comes out every day. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.